Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the DJV Igloo. Included in the igloo today are Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is off today. It's Tuesday, the 19th of April. Hardly a Man is Alive. Well, that was yesterday. Yesterday was Patriots Day here in Massachusetts, and a lot of people got very emotional because of the Boston Marathon. The winners were once again people from Kenya. What is there about Kenya? Is it in the water? Is it whether the Kenyans are always winning the, both the men and the women's races for a long, long time? 126
fast runners there.
Boston Marathon. Well, they don't weigh anything. They're like skin and bones. The race was canceled last year, and it was canceled 2 years in a row, and then it didn't get run until it got sort of moved to October last year for obvious reasons. The winner, Evans, is it Chabet? I think that's how it's got to be close to how you pronounce his name. He finished the men's race 2 hours, 6 minutes, 51 seconds. And then this lady, Perez, you want to try a shot at this, Victoria?
Jepchirchir?
Okay.
That's the best guess I could get right now.
Their time was 2 hours, 21 minutes. And 1 second. So the men and the women getting closer and closer all the time. American Daniel Romanchuk won his second career men's wheelchair title. And Switzerland's Manuela Schaar won her fourth Boston Marathon in the women's wheelchair race.
And this is for a regular 26-mile marathon, right?
Yep, 26 miles.
How in the right world through. Do you do 2 hours, 26 miles in 2 hours?
Running, yeah. The pounding pavement. I remember when I used to run a little bit more. It's bad for your ankles, bad for your knees, bad for your hips, bad for your back. Maybe that's why these people are able to do it, because they don't have
was anyone
that
chasing
much
them?
Muscle.
Because that's about when I do my best running, is when people are chasing them.
The Russians are coming! The Russians are coming! Congratulations. That was it's a big deal. And the weather was actually perfect for it in terms of temperatures in the mid to high 50s. There was no rain. People along the race course. There had been some concerns, and I think I told you over the weekend, the United States Atomic Energy Commission has a bunch of helicopters that can detect any kind of nuclear activity, anything that might be considered a concern. And they ran it up and down the racetrack all day, Saturday, all day Sunday, make sure there were no incidents that I knew of at all. Nothing.
I would imagine they'll do the same thing in the fall for the New York Marathon, back at full capacity this year.
Yeah.
So,
how many people run in that marathon, Victoria?
I feel like the number, I mean, clearly not me, not the audience, but I do feel like the number I saw was around 70,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's double the size of Boston. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And where do they go? Where does the race course go? I don't know that much.
It goes through all five boroughs.
It does?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good way to, it's a great endurance opportunity. So many people run. I know a dozen people or so from Framingham. We interviewed them on the television program that I do with a friend of mine here for the local consumers. And they were all, man, a couple of the women were, they're ready to go. And it's good. It's a fabulous way to stay in shape if that's what you like. And so, congratulations.
After you just said how terrible it is for you.
I know.
Well, staying in shape, preparing
your
for it.
Your insides will fall out, but other
than that. Yeah, it really isn't great for you. That running stuff, as I said, I used to do that all the time. And it's not good for ankles, knees, shoulders, back, hips.
Toes.
You banging away. Well, you bang. If you're running on a soft course, if you're running on grass, it's okay, or it's better for you than running on the pavement. Running on the pavement is what really, because there's no give to the pavement. It's just your body's giving, but the pavement's not giving. Speaking of giving or not giving, Zelensky's not giving up. Russian offensive on the eastern side, or eastern slope, or eastern front, whatever you want to call it, has begun again. They bombed targets across Ukraine yesterday, intensified the war, and then Putin honored all the Russian soldiers who were accused of atrocities like you can't believe. This country has to be. I keep asking, this is the question. How does he survive? How does the country even survive through this? In the modern era, with all of these, with all of the coverage, they can't doctor this stuff. So if Russia gets isolated from the rest of the world, does that create a war? How do we calm them down after, is it too premature, after this is over, because it's got to end at some point in time? How do we calm down the world's feelings toward Russia, and how do we calm down? There's only a little bit of support granted from, well, that's the usual suspects. The axis of evil is supporting Putin. So are they just as bad, or all these countries? Yeah, I guess they probably are. North Korea, Iran, China. And here we are, still doing business with China. Keep pumping out all the cheap crap and keep
we're
buying
still
it.
Doing business with Russia. You know, yeah. It's like, as crazy as that sounds, we're still using them for the Iranian deal. Europe is still using them for gas and oil and energy. India is a huge client of Russia. So, you know, and the thing is that the longer this goes and that the more atrocious the allegations are against Russia, it seems that that's what's changing the mind of the young people in Russia who we were hoping would turn on Vladimir Putin. And now it seems that the young people are the ones who are propping him up.
Do we really know that? How do we? We don't know anything else about what's going on in Russia. Look, so how do we know that?
We're basing everything we know on the reporting, right? And we always say, or at least we've talked about this before, you have to kind of take
what
it with a grain of salt. You have to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, there aren't any social media there that's connected to us?
Yeah, they do. Absolutely, they do.
Youngsters that we're talking about, the younger people?
Yes. If you're on TikTok or Telegram or Instagram, I've seen a million posts from young Russians that have been reposted and on all kinds of different sites from Ukrainians who are translating and saying, this is what they're saying.
Yeah, they send it out, but they aren't getting the stuff in to be able to look at this in an objective way.
Well, if they're getting it out, they can get it in. We don't know. We don't know. I mean, a lot of them have VPNs. They've got their virtual private
networks.
In the big
cities. Most people have been shut off. I mean, to Doug's point, most people have been shut off from outside influences. There are still, it's much easier to get messaging into Russia than it is into China. But for whatever reason, whether it's a spinning or the 24 our news channels that are just run
all
by
the people
Vladimir
are only
Putin.
Getting TV news, and it's all the Putin channel. So
yeah, but I
so
mean,
don't they realize
people,
that
though,
that's different? Don't that isn't that you know how do people think? Well, yesterday we had 15 channels, today we have one.
The stuff I've seen from the younger people out of Russia is very alarming. It feels very much like, you know, like QAnon kind of stuff, like the Russian version. I mean, crazy. They're believing every bit, and they're even making up their own conspiracy theories, too. I mean, it's just, it's disturbing. And we were all wrong thinking that the younger people would be the ones to revolutionize. They're not.
I get what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, and I understand why you're saying it. But I'm not sure that I'm ready to jump off and believe that no matter what.
Well, it's not every single person, but there are a lot of, there are way more younger people siding with Putin than anyone initially thought would happen.
Are they that poorly educated that they think the rest of the world is going to put up with this, or that they have a future as Russians given what's going on? Do they really
believe that they're saving Ukraine? Well, if they believe that they're, yes, of course, that's Putin's message. He's saving Ukraine. Yeah. So, and he's saving our brothers and all this other stuff that he, you know, this rhetoric that he's using. I mean,
in this day and age, it's so hard to believe.
Cult leaders, and he's becoming like a cult leader now. He's isolated, and he has a single message, and people are buying it.
Well, we see that happening a lot. Like the reference or not, Trump sometimes is thought of as a cult leader, not like this, but he certainly, you know, I mean, we've seen other people like that in our political scheme of things, you know, there was a cult Sort of followed Obama.
I don't know if I can let that one go because, look, there's plenty of people who support Trump at all costs, and there's plenty of people who support Biden and leftist causes and climate change at all costs.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So I think that it's to say that that's a good, the difference in our country is that we've got 1,000 different points of view, and people can make up their own mind.
I'm not suggesting we're like Russia. I'm just saying.
No, but I think you said there's a support of a cult.
A cult. It's a cultish mentality. It's not necessarily, oh, I'm in the cult of Trump or the cult of climate change.
There are like that for everywhere.
Well,
like,
I think
there's cultists like that on all sides of the political aisle, all different
figures. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
there are a lot of cultish mentality for whatever, whether it's cancel culture or the opposite of cancel culture, whatever it is that we've got. We're very, as a society, we're really susceptible to that kind of thinking, and I don't think that was
until
always
polarized. Polarized thought. Yeah, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
So there are stories floating around that there have been banned weapons used by the Ukrainians to wipe out the Russians. And this is going back to early in March.
Is that Putin's press release this morning?
Well, that's the question. Where is this coming from?
Right.
Whether it's dismaying, whether or not it is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Well, what weapons are they talking about?
Remains to be seen. Some kind of a chemical weapon, munitions.
Cluster munitions, yeah. Russia's been accused of that. I don't know. I haven't seen that Ukraine was, but one of the things that Russia was doing over the last few days is that they were buzzing the border of Ukraine with aircraft that is capable of carrying chemical and nuclear bombs. And so the response, and that was, I think, on Sunday, it kind of all blends together.
Are they shooting them down?
They weren't able to shoot it down, but that prompted the warning from Zelensky for people to go out and buy anti-radiation pills, basically. So
does
that even work? Anti-radiation?
Well, I hope it does. It's like iodine and like big high doses of that or something. And so a lot of people are being asked in that area to buy those pills because they're worried that Russia's going to take this up a notch, especially if they feel like their back's up against the wall. So I don't know. I don't know about what Ukraine's doing, but they'd probably be justified at this point.
The Russians are training Ukrainians on howitzers. I mean, the Americans are. At this moment, 18 after the hour, this is the DJV show.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program with questions and answers galore through the course of the day. The Dougster here with Jen Jen and Victoria and the former mayor of Atlanta who had a problem at a restaurant. Is there anybody who doesn't have a problem? This is the most ridiculous thing. We'll talk about it in a moment.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What is, have things changed so much since the pandemic that wearing leggings is forbidden? I've only eaten it.
Wearing leggings is all I wear. That's it.
It's sadly what everybody wears, but when you go places where there's dress codes, well, then I guess you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, but the problem. Yeah, so we should tell the story.
Well, yeah, the mayor of Atlanta, the former mayor, Ms. Bottoms, her name is Keisha Lance Bottoms.
She's still the mayor.
Oh.
No, she's on CNN now.
Is she? Really?
Yeah.
Who's the mayor?
Yeah, there's Keisha a new mayor. Yeah,
no.
There's. I forget who it is. Yeah, yes. Yeah, she's no longer the mayor.
Anyway, The bottom line is
she's roaming around
not
in leggings.
The Capital Grille, which is a national chain of very exclusive high-end high-end restaurants. This lady went in, Ms. Bottoms, to have a meal, and she was turned away.
She was showing her bottoms.
Leggings, if you will. So it's all over social media, like this was the only thing in the world that was important. People
well, but the reason that it's, the reason that this is trending is she went in with wearing leggings and asked if she could sit in the bar area, and she was told no, and there was a woman who went in right around the same time that she did who was also wearing leggings, and she said, I didn't see that woman get kicked out, and then everybody,
white?
I don't know, she didn't say, so, but a lot of people started blowing up Capital Grille. One of her friends, who is a white actor named Daniel Newman, he said he has been into the Capital Grille, that same one, many times, and he said he has been in gym clothes, he's worn tank tops, he's had t-shirts on, he's never had an issue, and a lot of people on social media started talking about all of the quote-unquote dress code rules that they violated. So, yeah, Capital Grille, they've got
well,
some PR issues today.
They're going to have to be consistent, probably.
Right.
They've got to do a better job. I don't have a problem with them for having a dress code, though. I mean, it's actually kind of refreshing if you're going to go pay $100 for a filet if people are actually dressed up. But if you have to figure out how to be consistent.
Right.
I was taken there for my 70th birthday by Meredith, and I like the place.
Yeah, it's a great place.
But you did have to dress up, and that's what they require. So if they are requiring it of some, and they are of others, then they deserve to get baked, if you will. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Nissan has unveiled its prototype production facility for laminated all-solid-state battery cells. Nissan aims to launch an EV with all-solid-state batteries developed in-house by fiscal 2028, with plans to establish a pilot production line at its Yokohama plant in fiscal 2024. All-solid-state batteries are expected to be game-changing technology for accelerating the popularity of EVs. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration on Monday suspended enforcement of its mask mandates for airports, planes, and other forms of travel after a judge in Florida said that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention overstepped its authority. Effective immediately, the TSA will not enforce its security directives and emergency amendment requiring mask use on public transportation and transportation hubs. A passenger at St. Louis Lambert Airport tells Fox 11 that employees have already dropped their masks.
Well, I just seen a pilot get off a flight with no mask.
Social Security recipients are on track to receive the biggest cost of living raise in 4 decades, as sky-high inflation is really hurting retired Americans. The Senior Citizen League, a nonpartisan group that focuses on issues relating to older Americans, estimated the adjustment could be as high as 8.9%. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As the war grinds on in Ukraine after Russian forces invaded, Robert Charles, former Assistant Secretary of State under Bush 41 and a naval intel officer, tells Fox News his perspective of the war this week.
You know, I think that really is the question of the hour. You know, you've probably got five or six new facts. One is that Russia's trying to regroup in the east. The second is that their basic combat power, you know, their brigade strength and the morale is falling, is low already and falling. The third is that their command and control ship, the biggest, most important ship in the Black Sea, was sunk, the Moskva, by the Ukrainians. And the last two are that the Russian economy is starting to feel heat and there's still a nuclear threat out there. I think the two big races that are underway right now are the speed of the regroup versus the speed of the resupply, and probably the speed of the economic sanctions bite versus the speed of Putin thinking that he can achieve his aims. It's a tough moment. This is a real change. I mean, Russia as a superpower could be nearing the end of their status.
An unusual rise in liver damage cases in children has been seen in the United Kingdom, United States, and Europe, prompting attention from the World Health Organization. On April 5th, the WHO was informed of 10 cases of severe acute hepatitis in children under the age of 10 in Scotland. 3 days later, it had received reports of 74 cases across the United Kingdom. Similar cases have been reported in Alabama, Ireland, and Spain. The cause of the surge in cases is not known. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now on the Tuesday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off today. There's a lot of things going on. Everybody's busy doing this, that, and the other thing. We're holding it together, though, here on the home front. Speaking of the home front, the mask mandate. I would do a hip, hip hooray at the moment. A judge, federal judge in Florida, has taken down the government's mask requirements for travel on airplanes, trains, any public transportation. The judge, her name is Catherine Kimball Mizell, said that the Center for Disease Confusion and Prevention exceeded its authority. I often thought that. It did not sufficiently justify its decision. Just said, okay, this is it. Kind of like a bunch of commies.
This is kind of murky, though, because,
not for me, is it? I'm happy to have it done.
Well, I am too, because I have to fly in 2 weeks and I don't want to wear a mask. But I'm the thing that's, it's legally murky, and that's why no one right now knows. Like, if you're flying today, do you wear a mask or not? Like, no one knows.
Yeah, and well, so, United and Southwest immediately within an hour sent a message through their to the pilots and all the employees: no more mask mandates. So yesterday officially was over. On United, Delta and American both said they were looking at it. I wouldn't be surprised.
Delta announced it, according to a friend of mine who was on a flight. Delta announced it halfway through the flight, saying, everybody can take your masks off. They just gave us a ruling, and everybody cheered.
Yeah, right.
Actually, you know who reported that is the friend of this program from way, way back. Maria Bailey said they announced it while they were midair on Delta.
Yeah. So, right now...
Yeah, but the problem, though, is if that... I think it was a little bit... I believe me, I'm in the same category. I think it's stupid to have masks on airplanes at this point. But the problem, though, is if this gets rescinded now, and we're back on with the masks, well, they can challenge it. The Department of Justice is looking at it. They can challenge that.
You want
they
to
might
really
let it go.
Unpopular? You know, it's an election year. Yeah, forget it. They're not gonna,
I'm just saying that these are there are things that can happen. Yeah.
Victoria's right. They could, and they could be dumb enough to challenge it. I mean, they were saying yesterday, I was watching the White House press briefing, and Jen Psaki said, we still advise you to wear masks right now. Don't listen to this overturning. You know, we advise you. We think
advising
we're
is one thing. Legally requiring it is another.
100%. But they said that they think they're in the right side of this and that they were looking at
it. Yeah, which means it might go back again. So then it's just... That's my whole point is, I think it was very premature for pilots to say that midway through, because if this gets turned around next Monday, then it's going to be pandemonium. And I think that's just bad business. I would not have done it.
But the public should be ruling here, not the government with some foolish. This
I agree with all of what you guys are saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, like, on the other side of it, I don't want to see things get. I don't want to see people get even more violent, because they're all a-holes for the last 2 years on flights. We've heard all the numerous stories. It'll be 10 times worse on Monday if this gets reversed.
This judge in the ruling said that she didn't realize.
Well, that's just the truth, Doug. That's reality.
Well,
she didn't say that the
first class cabin it's not, but in economy it is. Sorry, Jen.
Yeah.
So the judge that did the ruling on this said that she was overturning it with the lack of evidence that the masks that people are wearing actually work, because the CDC themselves have come out and said that they didn't feel like the cloth masks were doing anything in the fight against these particular variants that are out there. And so then the judge said, why would we rule that people have to wear them if they're not really even worthwhile?
It's but where was this judge for before? I mean, that's also
nobody
a little...
Well, because it wasn't, but it wasn't in her court.
Challenged.
I mean, that's the thing is that the way these things work their way up, it depends on the judge that you get in front of, which is why appointing judges really matters to a lot of presidents, because they want to have certain judges in there. But in any case, she said that there's, by the CDC's own admission that these masks don't work, so why have them on
this
the
is
flights,
a,
basically?
The challenge and, came from a group of travel, this is a passenger public interest group. That brought it, and not the airlines. The airlines haven't actually gone to court to challenge it.
And we forget, people can still wear masks if
they want
to.
America,
that's how it should be. Yeah, I'm in agreement. That's how it should
decide.
Be.
I mean, and the reason that the Biden administration is having trouble with the justification on this is that they've said that COVID is over and they're lifting Title 42 protections on the southern border. And so when you have them saying that the pandemic is over, so they're lifting these restrictions on the border, how can it not be over then in the same way in the air? And there's just, you know, it's been like this from the beginning. How did some people get to go, or how do people get to go to Home Depot but not to their church?
Well, how did some people get to wear leggings in a restaurant? Some people don't get to wear leggings.
Yeah, but that's not government. That's business restrictions.
Well,
I think it's a little bit different.
It's the challenge. Like the ruling, was it yesterday or over the weekend? So you can drill now. We're gonna let you drill here and there, and the environmentalists go bananas and they yell and scream about Biden. And Biden takes a different point of view, and so that'll be another group of people that's upset, and they'll go to court. And so on and on and on and on and on and on it goes.
I just hope that they let it go, because I'm not the only one who thinks this, that if the mask thing is off and then it's back on again, it's going to be bad news for the flight attendants who have already had to deal with enough. It's going to be bad news for, I don't know where the air marshals are, but there don't seem to be as many as there used to be. It's just no one is going to want to travel because everyone else is going to be acting crazy if they put this back on. So that's what I'm saying. I hope it wasn't premature. I hope this is it, finally it, and then they let it go. But if it's not, we're going to be in for a lot of news stories like that.
The bottom line, the statewide, this is part of the ruling, the statewide mask mandates are lifted.
Well, that's the other thing. All the states have ended it, right?
Right. Even Hawaii.
I mean, Philadelphia has gone back. Philadelphia has required masks again in the city.
No reason. No, there's
well,
no
the cases
good
are
reason.
So, well, the cases are insane. Fit, oh,
but, yeah, but it doesn't, that doesn't address what the real problem is, in, at least in my world. It doesn't. So some people think that it does, but it doesn't. More people are wearing masks because they choose to, and that's swell. I was in the grocery store the other day. There were a lot of people wearing masks. I think that that's great. If that's what you want to do.
And that's how it should be at this point, right?
Absolutely.
If you choose to, then that's great.
Everybody's sick of government requirements for this. The government is way too big and not that effective. So let's talk about something else that has a question attached to it. Actually, I was looking at a couple of things here. There's an airport that was ranked the busiest in the world yet again, and it's in America. It's the Atlanta airport. I don't understand. I don't like the Atlanta airport. I avoid it as I do most of the other. Orlando is the same way. The confusion, the congestion. There are a couple of others. Chicago O'Hare is no, and Dallas. They're just so big. The airport in Denver, those are, they're nuts. The airports themselves are crazy. When we look at the stats from Atlanta's airport, and the increase in traffic, that is there now, we're back away from, you know, the pandemic slowed everything down. There are other airports around the world that are busy, but nowhere near as busy as this one. Dallas-Fort Worth is second, Denver is third, Chicago is fourth, L.A. is fifth in terms of the busiest airports. Eight of the top busiest airports are in this country. Orlando saw the largest increase in passengers, up 86% from last year. Because they're going to Disney World. Disney has got to be having raking in unbelievably. They raised all the rates. And people don't seem to care.
Well,
okay,
and don't forget, Disneyland was closed for such a long time. They probably got people in the habit of going to Florida rather than coming here to Anaheim.
Crazy stuff. All right, so what's the effect of higher mortgage rates? The result of the increase now up about a point, mortgage rates, the home prices around here where I am, and that's all I can judge. But I listen to the two of you talk about what it's like in your neck of the woods, and Jay does too. She just sold her house and did a nice job. There was a house that went on the market here. The oldest house in Framingham was on the market for $695,000, and within 4 days it brought $749,000. And the people, they were the young couple, easily got financing. So usually when mortgage rates go up, that lowers, you know, the supply of homes. The supply of homes has been low to begin with. So it doesn't seem to be, you know, the lower the supply, the higher the prices. No inventory, that example I just gave you, continues. People can still borrow money. It just costs them more to make their monthly payments. But there are a lot of people who are just bidding in cash. One wonders where that's all coming from. It seems like there's an abundance of cash. I don't know, is it Bitcoin? where's this money all coming from is the question. And the same is true with cars because there haven't been cars available. So people are holding on to their houses, waiting for the right price. People are holding on to their cars. You see the business, the auto parts business is, listen to all the ads that we hear for all of like O'Reilly and the other, what's the other big one? There's Napa and there's a third one that is advertising all over the place because people are fixing their cars and holding on to them longer.
People are refinancing them. Refinancing their car loans. We actually looked into that. It just wouldn't really pay for us. But the broker that we spoke to said that our phone's ringing off the hook. People are just, if they're, because everyone kind of gets suckered into a six-year loan now. That's like sort of the new standard.
Yeah.
So if you've got, you know, four more years or something on your loan, then you might want to think about refinancing.
I went to, I don't like paying cash for stuff like that because there's a deductible that I choose to use. Financing stuff makes more sense for me, so that's what I do. I've never been a fan, even if I had the money, I've never been a fan of paying cash. Mortgages and stuff, it's much better for some people, tax-wise, it's much better to have that interest expense. At any rate, so I bought an old car, and I, the guy who sold me the car said, you know, you really, I was, because I was going to pay for it. It wasn't a lot of money. And he said, you know, why don't you go over to the credit union, the digital credit union here, and their interest rate is 1.9. And I had, and the car loan I had on the other car was like 4. And so I went over there, and I was in and out of there in 15 minutes with two car loans that cost me less than what the individual car loan was for the car that I had. And their interest rate is 1.9%. So how do they do that? I don't know. That's the kind of thing. When you look around, mostly the credit unions, a lot easier to borrow money for stuff like that. That's just a little advice if you care to have it. 48 after the hour on the DJV program.
Insight Daily Radio. Country music icon Trace Adkins is back for a third season of INSP's cowboy competition series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. In Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, top cowboys from across the United States compete to win a herd of cattle worth at least $50,000, a coveted belt buckle, and a lifetime of bragging rights. Each week, viewers will watch them lock horns in a series of grueling individual and team challenges. They are judged on their skills, knowledge, grit, and passion. Chock full of explosive drama and lots of ego, the pressure is on for the cowboys to prove they have what it takes. We spoke to Trace about this exciting series.
I grew up watching Westerns. My daddy was, that was all he watched pretty much. It was Westerns. And, you know, and now I get the opportunity to be in Westerns. I mean, you get to ride a horse and shoot guns and kiss pretty girls. What's wrong with that? That's awesome, you know. I just love the genre. I think that it reminds everybody that cowboys are the closest thing that we had to knights in this country. You know, there are good knights and bad knights, but the cowboys were our knights and still are.
That's country music icon Trace Adkins, letting viewers know what they can expect in the third season of INSP's cowboy competition series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, which premieres Thursday, April 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern on INSP. There's more at www.ultimatecowboyshowdowntv.com. Insight Daily Radio.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here?
It's the Progressive mobile app.
Just push that little button there and report your claim.
Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Full claims not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with YouTube up front and center. What are they doing with Major League Baseball, and what does this do to viewing habits, I guess, or listening habits?
Well, those are two good questions. So YouTube and Major League Baseball have renewed their streaming pact for the 2022 season, which will now result in 15 regular season games being shown exclusively on YouTube. The first will be streamed on May 15th between the Washington Nationals and the Colorado Rockies. And so the news comes, it continues MLB's effort to reach viewers, and especially younger viewers. That's a big push that MLB is trying to go for. They're trying to separate it across different streaming services, and that's, I think, might be an actual mistake. But so Apple TV Plus has Friday Night Baseball. They have a weekly doubleheader available in 8 countries exclusively on Apple TV Plus throughout the regular season.
So if you don't have Apple TV, you can't watch the game.
You're going to miss Friday Night Baseball. Yes,
wow.
And a weekly doubleheader. Now, Peacock has 18 games. They have the early Sunday games starting on May 8th. And Amazon Prime Video has 21 of the New York Yankee games in the New York home market. Amazon already simulcast in-market games. They've acquired a stake in the YES Network, which is the Yankees network. Now, YouTube says 15 games will be available live and free to fans around the world in 182 countries. They say one welcome improvement, though, fans are kind of on the fence about having to go to a million different places to follow their own home team. But one of the good things with YouTube is that they've increased the quality of the feed, so now we're up to 1080p. Up from 720p from the previous few years of streaming. So it's going to look a lot better. MLB also says several only on YouTube features are going to be included. Again, this is the play to get to a much younger audience. They're going to have a live chat feature during the game. They're going to have commentary from MLB superfan YouTube creators, in-game polls. They're going to make it a lot more interactive, which is what a younger audience is more accustomed to. And so, but again, if you have MLB.TV, you're not even getting, if you're paying for that, or a local, you know, if you on your internet or on your cable package, if you're paying for, you know, a bigger package to have, we all pay for a bigger package. If you're trying to expand how many games you can watch on cable, it's not going to work. You're going to have to go to streaming. And this is where it's going to, we'll see how it plays out at the end of the season, because a lot of older fans are not happy about this, but we'll see if they reach the younger fans.
All right, so what's going on in the football world in terms of technology? We'll get to that after this.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
All right, so what's going on at the UCF football team? University of Central Florida, right? Yeah.
Yep. So this spring, the University of Central Florida's football team will be wearing QR codes instead of numbers on the back of their jerseys. The team showed off their new garb on Twitter, sporting large custom QR codes beneath their last names that you can scan to access the players' biographies on the UFC's website. The coach also has the same thing on his polo shirt if you want to see more about the coach. UCF says that they will also display players' QR codes on the home Jumbotron as well. So if you're watching the game, you can just scan up at the Jumbotron if the players are moving a little too quickly. Now, that is the big question, though. If you're in the stand, are you supposed to zoom all the way in and try to get the right moment when the player who might be moving around that you're interested in, maybe the QR code is obscured a bit, and then a lot of people who are going to be watching, UCF is a very popular football school to watch the games, so if people are at home watching on TV or on the computer, how well will a QR code actually work? So it's a good gimmick, and it definitely has gotten a lot of media attention. Maybe it's the wave of the future, but as of right now, no one's really sure yet.
Sounds kind of weird. Anyway, no. But then there are a lot of weird things in the world, aren't there? It's 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.